Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dana Green, Paul is off today. He's doing a Sunday show now, so we split the time. You know, we have to make changes around here at CCO Radio. He's doing the show from his basement. I'm in my bedroom. David's in the studio, though. We got a bob and weave, right? Strange times, my friend. Strange times. Today marks the beginning of Give at Home MN. That's a hashtag. We hope to get it trending. Please use it frequently. Hashtag Give at Home MN. It is a week-long virtual fundraising campaign for the thousands of nonprofits and schools that are all across Minnesota that are suffering. Many are forced to cancel fundraising events, dinners, anything that they use to raise money normally. They can't do right now because we cannot be together. Many sources of revenue are dropping, and folks and organizations are suffering. GiveMN.org has created a link on their website, a list on their website of causes that you may have supported in the past that you might want to support now. You can go to GiveMN.org, fill out a donation cart, and you can give as much as you possibly can right now. I know everybody's suffering, but if you have anything to give, feel free at givemn.org. One of the organizations that is listed there is the People's Center Clinics and Services, PCCS. They deliver affordable health care and promote community wellness. The Chief Advancement Officer is Paula Ginn, and she is joining us now. Paula, so happy to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. Tell us a little bit more about People's Center Clinics and Services.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are a community health clinic, and we are right in the heart of the Cedar Riverside neighborhood. And our whole purpose, as you said, is to provide affordable health care. So what that means for us is that we serve people who historically have been underserved whenever it comes to their health care. They've had limitations in accessing it, maybe being able to afford care. And so that is what our mission is. And we've been doing that for 50 years in the community. And we're still right in the middle of it right now. We are on the front lines as a clinic providing testing for COVID-19. We're offering drive-up testing during our regular clinic hours. We're able to offer the antibody testing for folks so they can check and see if maybe they have had COVID-19 and they're showing those antibodies. And we're doing all of that on top of trying to also take care of the roughly 8,000 patients we see annually, many of whom have chronic conditions that aren't able to come to our clinic currently, but still need care. So we're having to adapt and change our whole model of how we serve patients just who have seen us regularly and then also as we deal with COVID-19.
Well, let's talk about how you've changed that. And by the way, Paula, I don't want to gloss over the fact that you have tests available and you are doing COVID-19 tests and antibody tests.
Are you doing
that free for anybody who comes?
Yeah, the tests are free, and that's just part of the mandate. It's free. Any healthcare, actually, no one has ever turned away from our clinic for any inability to pay. So that is something that's part of our mission and it's core to what we do. A lot of our services are billable. We can go through Medicaid and Medicare and things like that. We do have several of our patients who are uninsured, though. So, yeah, it's absolutely part of our mission, and we're just adapting what we do to meet the need.
So how are you treating patients? Like you said, you can't really see them in a clinic setting. So how are you adapting other parts of your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So as with some other healthcare providers, we've had to just think about how we approach healthcare. And there are ways that we've maybe traditionally worked in the past in these face-to-face visits that now we're seeing a little bit more opening. We receive some funds that come from the federal government. That's because we are a federally qualified community health center, and we maybe weren't able to do telehealth before. So that's where someone can just get on their phone or on a tablet, and they can have a virtual conversation with a medical or a behavioral health provider. And that's something we weren't able to do previously, but we are now. So we've been able to really shift and still be able to connect with people. And that's not only for just our established patients, but that's for new people who want to speak with us too. We even can have very often if someone, you know, this is a difficult time. We're dealing with some anxiety mm-hmm. and maybe some estrangement, and we're just, it's difficult. We're all adjusting to it. And so people can call and they can schedule a time to visit or maybe even be able to write them with one of our behavioral health providers.
Great. I'm so glad to hear that you exist, that you're out there, yeah. that you offer your services for free. People should take advantage. And not just that, people should give. The People's yeah. Center Clinics and Services is available at the website givemn.org, PCCS. You should click on and donate to People's Center Clinics and Services. Paula, tell us where you're located if somebody's listening and they need your services.
Yeah, so we're right in the Cedar Riverside neighborhood. We're kind of in the West Bank area there. So you can drive up. You can find us on our website. It's peoplescenter.org, peoplescenter.org. And you can find our hours Monday through Friday, and then we also offer Saturday morning clinic as well. And so, yeah, do check us out. Feel free to call if you think you have symptoms too. We can talk through it, and we can ensure it's a safe environment. That's what those donations are helping us to be able mm-hmm. to do this, to have all those masks and the protective gear so that we're able to do this safely and keep our community healthy.
Paula Glynn, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the time, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Again, it's the People's Center Clinics and Services. It's called PCCS. And to donate, you go to givemn.org and feel free to donate to multiple organizations that we are featuring. We're telling 19 stories in 19 hours for Give at Home MN. We will get that trending. It's people's-center.org if you're maybe looking to get a test, if you are looking for some healthcare during this time. When we get back, we'll take a quick break. It is May Day. It is International Workers Day. So why are some workers walking off the job? And are you one of them? I'm looking at you, Amazon. I'm looking at you, Target and Shipt workers. Are you walking off the job? We want to talk about that next on News Talk 830 WCCO. Living in COVID times was recorded in a living room right here in the Twin Cities. It was sent to me by Tamara Kramer. Tamara sent me a Facebook message, and she said, Jordana, the best thing about this quarantine is that a few weeks ago, I met Sean Lindbergh, her co-songwriter there, and they are sheltering in place together, and they wrote this song together and recorded it in their living room, and she sent it to me. That's the one bright spot of this time is that there is so much creativity. People have downtime to think, to be bored, and often from boredom comes art. And it can be great. So Tamara and Sean, thank you so much for living in COVID times. You can hear it right here on CCO. And I found it. She sent it to us on Facebook. It was to the tune of Tulsa Time, written by Danny Flowers and first recorded by Don Williams. Just fun stuff. So send me your music videos. I want to hear them. I want to see them. We'll share them on the air. I think that is fantastic. I want to hear all the creative things that you are doing. In fact, that's what we're going to open the phones with in the next half hour. Yes, I'm going to tell you about this worker strike on May Day, International Workers' Day. But in just a few minutes, we are going to open the phones. Tell us what you're loving, what you're hating, what you're creating. If you've got something that you want to get off your chest, I want to hear it. It is your time. We don't do it enough here on the show. But I would love to hear from you. How are you spending your day? What is the silver lining in all of this? Governor Walz gave us his earlier in the show, which you can hear at radio.com, and you will also hear in the happy hour at 5:45. You will hear his silver lining, his happy hour, but I would love to hear yours. I got a couple of pet peeves about this stay-at-home order, but I have more positives than negatives, and we'll hear how David spent his morning. Might have involved fishing. I'm not sure. Might have involved fishing. Am I allowed to say that on the air, David?
Yeah. You can say that on the air. I did go fishing. I'll talk more about that in about 10 minutes.
That's in about 10 minutes. International Workers' Day. It's May Day. So thank you to all the workers that are still working. Thank you to the workers that are staying home. I know you don't want to be home. I know you want to be working. But there are workers that are working that don't feel safe. Today, frontline workers from Amazon, Instacart, Shipt, Target, Whole Foods have organized a walkout of their jobs. This happened over their lunch hour, and really, lunch hours are scattered now, so all throughout the day. Here's what they want. They want their companies to provide better pay, benefits, and protection. When I hear protection, it breaks my heart because I think to myself, what would we do if the Amazon, the Instacart, the Shipt, the Whole Foods people, you know, the grocery folks, what would we do if they stopped working? They're more essential than they have ever been. And if they stop, there's no hope for the rest of us. Then we will have a mutiny on our hands. It will be a huge problem. So when I hear that they're feeling like they don't have the proper protections, I think whatever it takes to get these people back to work is what we need to do. I was at Byerly's the other day. There is plexiglass now, and I don't know if you've been to the grocery in a while, plexiglass between the cashier, not so much the bagger, but it does extend a little bit between the cashier and the buyer. And that is a good thing. Of course, they're wearing gloves. Some are wearing masks. Most people in the store were as well. But I feel very sad for workers that feel they are not protected. Some of the workers, by the way, for Instacart and Shipt and Amazon are classified as independent contractors. And that means they don't necessarily get sick days. That is another thing that they want. They want to be paid for sick days. They want hazard pay. They want expanded sick leave policies, stricter cleaning and social distancing measures. Stricter cleaning. So maybe in the, I don't know, I haven't been in the Amazon warehouse. Maybe the social distancing, they feel it's not enough. Do you work in the Amazon warehouse? Are you a worker in the Shakopee factory? I would love to hear your experience. My phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. If you are one of these workers, tell us what you are going through. What is it like for you every day? Are you feeling unprotected? Would it be better for you? Would you take the sick paid leave? Do you feel you need it right now? I'm very curious as to what is happening on the ground level with these workers. Now, many of these companies announced new measures. Even a few months ago, Amazon and Target both raised their wages by $2 an hour. They did expand sick leave and increase cleaning at facilities. But some of those policies, workers say, were temporary. Amazon, for example, provided unlimited paid leave for workers, but only until the end of April. And now that is not in place anymore. So again, they are feeling left out in the cold. And my heart goes out to them because they want to be working. We want them working. We need you working. You are the backbone now of getting things delivered. If other people do have to stay at home or they're immunocompromised or they just feel more comfortable staying at home, we need other people working. So that is necessary. So again, if you have an experience, if you're a worker, come on, get it off your chest. I want to hear more about it. I got lots of questions. 651-989-9226. Some other headlines that I saw today jumped out at me. J. Crew. I'm a fan. I've been wearing J. Crew. It feels like forever. It feels like the brand has been around millennia. J. Crew is preparing to file for bankruptcy. It could come as early as this weekend. Now, over the last few years, the brand has deteriorated. Now it is seeking $400 million to continue operations. And if it doesn't get it, it will declare bankruptcy. You think it's a behemoth. You think it can't happen. But as a retail store, although J. Crew really has a strong online presence, but they just can't make it work. They said this is an end of an era. This is an end of an era. Fashion writers are saying, you know, they just can't break through. And I guess younger customers, look, I'm still wearing it, but I guess younger customers are less interested. And it's progress. It's change. I know it has to happen. I guess maybe it's just sad for me because I've been wearing J. Crew for a long time. And, you know, it's just kind of a sad thing. Another headline that jumped out at me, NASCAR going green in May with 4 Cup Series races in 11 days. That's right. NASCAR is returning to action on the Darlington Raceway on May 17th. There are going to be no fans, though, my friends. No fans. 400-mile Cup Series on May 17th will be the first of 7 events in 11 days, all involving 3 NASCAR National Series. Of those 3 races, 2 Cup Series will be Xfinity Series events. They're going to be held at Darlington, NASCAR's oldest speedway. No fans, though, my friends. I'm sorry. They say it's still a work in progress. They're still working it out. The media teleconference was today, but no fans. But that's still fun. It's still fun to watch racing on the TV. So that is, I would say, kind of a return to normalcy, not with the no fans. But teams say they're going to work in garage areas and they're going to be spread out to comply with social distancing guidelines. So obviously the pit crews and whomever have to be properly social distance. Spotters, normally working shoulder to shoulder atop the press box and the tower, have to comply also with social distancing guidelines. Only licensed NASCAR team members will be allowed on the racetrack. They're going to be required to wear cloth face masks. And NASCAR says anyone who doesn't wear a face mask will be removed from the facility, whether or not they are vice president of the United States. They will be removed from the facility. Competitor motorhomes will be allowed on the race field, on the racetrack infield, but instead of occupying one enclosed area, they have to be spread out, and teams will be limited to 16 members. So NASCAR fans, it's happening on TV. You'll be able to see it. It's coming back. It's all coming back. We got to take a quick break, but I want to take your calls. Billy, I see you in Brooklyn Park, 651-989-9226. I want to know something that you want to get it off your chest. You want to say something you are loving about this situation or something that you just is driving you nuts. 651-989-9226. I'm going to take your calls next on News Talk 830 WCCO. 434, Jordana here. Let's talk. Let's just talk. They call this talk radio for a reason. I want to know what you're frustrated with about the stay-at-home order. I want to know what is the silver lining that you're finding. I want to know, did you learn to crochet? I want to know if you've planted a hosta garden. I want to know everything that you're doing, whatever you want to get off your chest, good, bad, ugly. Well, try to be nice. You know, we want to keep it on the positive side, but and helpful. Billy's in Brooklyn Park. Billy, thanks for joining the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Billy. Thank God. Thank God I'm well.
So, I'm kind of looking at some facts here, and please bear with me. The CDC came out with a report that 80% of the deaths are unfortunately people over 65. Mm-hmm. And the state of Minnesota just confirmed that 70% of the deaths are in elderly homes. I'm saying open it up. Obviously, we got to be very cautious about our elderly and people with health issues. We can open up things, and I would assume, I don't know that number, like I said, 80% of deaths are over 65, but I would assume it's health issues, a good chunk of that last 20%. So we got to still be careful when we can open up things because the facts of the matter, instead of going by hysteria, which I think we're doing to a certain extent, we got to obviously take care of our elderly, like I said, and people with health issues. We're doing that today. The difference is let's open up things so we can have money to help these people so they have health care and stuff.
I hear you, Billy. I hear you. And I appreciate your calling, and I appreciate your opinion on this. Thank you, Billy.
But does that make sense to you?
Of course it makes sense to me. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with you to open everything up, but I hear your point of view, and I think it does make sense. I understand that most of these people are elderly, but I also think that we have done, especially in Minnesota, a very good job of flattening the curve. That's why you're seeing this. Only the most at risk are dying because the rest of us have done so well. And I appreciate everyone who has worked hard to do well. But Billy, I hear you. I see. I hear your point. I really do. And it is a valid one. And I'm glad you got to say it on the radio. Go ahead.
Do you understand that we're looking at a small percentage of people?
Billy, I understand that 60,000 people have died because of coronavirus since November. So I understand that people are dying, and I understand that fewer have died because we have flattened the curve. So I hear what you're saying. Billy, I'm hearing you. I do. I hear you. I'm listening to you. I appreciate your thoughtful response. So thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you got to say what you said. Steve in Lonsdale, we were having a conversation before about May Day, International Workers' Day, and there are workers at Amazon and Target and Shipt and Instacart that are striking because of measures they feel are not in place to protect their safety. Steve, it's my understanding you work at Amazon, correct?
I do, and I've been with the company for 12 years, and I put my heart and soul in the company. I love the company, and everyone I work with feels the same way, Jordana. We don't want to screw the company at all, but we have kids, and we have protections that have been in place and then are scaled back. And that's not fair. That's not right. It's not fair to us. You know, we're not a big CEO who can make millions of dollars who can go hide out in their, you know, whatever on the coast of Maine or coast of wherever. We don't have that ability. We don't have the ability to work from home just like a transit driver, just like a police officer, paramedic. The list goes on and on. We have to be in the warehouse or in the office. And that is our contention here. It's not to stick it to corporate America. It's not to stick it to Amazon. It's not to badmouth any executives. It's about safety. And to the point that the last caller made, I understand his thing too. But I'm also in my 50s. I have asthma. Let's not forget that the federal government, Dr. Fauci, and the CDC has also said asthma is one of the things that put you at high risk. There are millions of people in this country who have asthma. It's not just cancer patients. It's not just heart patients. It's not just et cetera, right? Asthma is also a chronic disease. And if you get asthma, if you have asthma and you get this, it could be deadly.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I appreciate that. And thank you, Steve. And you're absolutely right. Do you work in the factory, Steve, currently at Amazon?
Yes, I'm a floor supervisor, and I have been for almost all my career with Amazon except 2 years. I moved up the chain very quickly, and I worked my tail off to get to where I am. I am a supervisor, yes. And
so, Steve, on the floor, are you seeing proper measures to protect people? Are they doing cleanings? Are they getting the job done? And are they offering sick time?
They have offered some depending on your work group and depending on your leg with the company. So basically what I mean by that is it's really offered on like a team by team or a case by case basis. It's not as uniform as one may think. And yes, they have put measures in place, but they don't go far enough. And so it's not to say somebody can say, well, it's preposterous, Amazon's not doing anything. We're not saying that, and I'm certainly not mm-hmm. saying that. They do have, yes, they absolutely do have measures in place. However, they simply do not go far enough. And I'm in my 50s. I have asthma. I get bad asthma attacks now that the weather's getting nice. When I start coughing, in the back of my mind, I take my temperature several times a day because I'm afraid, what if I have this? I need to nip it in the bud right away. But I'm also not going to run to the hospital right away because you can't tell with the dry cough. Sometimes an asthma cough is a dry cough too. And of course we all know that is one of the telltale symptoms that we've been told about for a long time. It's one of the telltale symptoms of coronavirus or COVID-19. So, and then we've learned about all these other ones recently too. So it's, yes, for me to say that they haven't done anything would be absolutely preposterous because, yes, they have. And they have been they have tried to get on the same page. It's hard with a very large company to get everybody on the same page, every factory, every employee on the same page, and I get that. But when you feel like there's not enough being done, you can't stand there quietly either. Yes, they have done some, but there clearly needs to be more. And again, it's not about sticking it to the man. It's not about that at all. It's about our safety. I mean, if we're going to be out for 2 weeks or a month to self-quarantine, or worst case scenario, we get sick, we're out. Yes, they've said that they will give us sick pay, but that's not fair at that point when you talk about contact tracing. Well, then I've gone home and I've given it to my six-month-old baby. I've given it to my wife. I've given it to maybe my neighbors. I've given it to whoever. Even though I'm wearing a mask in a store, they still don't know enough about this thing to know that even if I'm wearing a mask, what if I'm still spreading it unknowingly? Now it reduces the chances, but nothing's 100%, right? So
I hear you, Steve.
There's so many unknowns still. And when I watch, Jordana, when I come home and I watch the news, I want to get as much information from as many sources as I can. And I want in the worst way for the barbershop and the nail salon. And I want all these people to go back to work. But it breaks my heart as an asthmatic and somebody who ended up in the hospital 2 years ago with a separate issue. I don't know if that makes me more at risk either because I had some health problems. But I do have asthma. I've been hospitalized for asthma. If I get this, I could be sunk. I could be done. Mm-hmm. The other thing about a ventilator is you have to remember, people, we talk about all these ventilators. The thing is, if you need a ventilator, you're probably already in a critical state. A ventilator goes down your tube. It's not like a BiPAP or a CPAP mask that you put around your face. A ventilator is breathing for you, and there's a tube already down your throat into your lungs that's breathing for you. So, yes, we need them, but we need more preventative measures, too, and it begins at work. Absolutely.
Hey, Steve, let me ask you this. Did you work today at Amazon, and did you strike?
Yes.
Yes to both questions?
Yeah, you kind of cut off. Yes, I did work today. What was the second question?
Did you strike?
Yes, I did.
Steve, I hope you get everything you want, and I hope you are protected, and I wish your family nothing but health and peace and calm, and I hope you call back again because we really need your voice on this show and on this station. Thank you.
I get tired of people making this a political thing. I can't even look at social media anymore. We need to get off our political high horses, people. There's still an element of the population out there who sits out there and blames Democrats, blame Republicans, blame Trump, blame blah, blah, blah. Don't blame anybody. Listen to the science, people. Listen to the science. Don't listen to the politicians. They want to try to bring us hope. I get that. But we have to listen to the scientists, bottom line. And we have to listen to the people who are risking their lives every day, whether it's a police officer, paramedic, or someone working at Target or Amazon.
Steve, I thank you so much. I really do. I'm up against a break, but please keep in touch with us and stay well. More of your calls. Jim, Rebecca, Allen, I see you. More calls next on CCO. About what you want to get off your chest. What are you loving about this time? What are you hating about it? And we were also talking about the workers at Amazon and Instacart. That was the call you just heard. They went on strike today. They walked out during their lunch hour because they feel they need more sick time. They need more protections on the job. And we got a call from an Amazon worker, Steve, with an impassioned plea. And it was a great, great, insightful call. So if you did not hear Steve in that last segment, please use the rewind feature at radio.com and listen to what he said. He is a manager at Target. He works in the factory every day, an asthmatic, and is concerned. He is, and with good reason. 651-989-9226 is my number. It's time to share. What do you want to get off your chest? Jim's in Apple Valley. Hey, Jim, thanks for waiting on the line.
Hey there. Yeah, this may sound a little bit off, but I'm trying to get something off my chest. I happen to be a widower. I joined our time, which is for people over 50. to get to know each other, and now I'm kind of stuck in the house, and I can't meet some of these ladies that are out there.
You know, Jim, that's annoying. You need to get out, and don't get out, but yeah. Can you guys FaceTime or text?
Well, again, it's, for me, computers was something that I had nothing to know about, and my wife was the one that was always on the computer, and now I'm trying to learn how to use a computer.
Yeah.
So, but...
Jim, I'm sorry. First of all, I commend you for getting out there, because after a divorce or after you lose someone, it is hard to get back on that dating horse. So I am glad you're putting yourself out there. And Jim,
well,
this too
I didn't
shall
have
pass.
A whole lot of choice. I've got two sons that all of a sudden are on my back saying, "Dad, you're not old enough to not go out." But
That's right.
I was stuck in the house. It was hard for me to get out. And the dating scene, I meant, my wife and I were just about to have our 39th anniversary, and you know something? I'm not used to this whole thing the way it is.
Yeah. Well, Jim, I'm so sorry for your loss, and I hope you find her. When this lifts and you start dating again, you promise to call me back and let me know how it's going, okay?
I surely will. You have a good day.
Thanks, Jim. Oh, I feel his pain. I was divorced, 10 years ago or so, and it was hard to get out there and date. And I bet it's even harder now virtually. I'm sure it is. Keep trying, Jim. Keep getting out there. Do your best on social media or whatever you can do. So what have you been up to? I have a funny story. David called me this morning. He goes, "Jor, can we push our daily meeting, our daily show meeting a little bit later?" And I thought, oh, that's so sweet. You know, he's playing with baby Winter. Maybe he's giving Katrina the morning off and he has Winter out. And then, I got a picture of a fish. What were you doing?
It is true. I was out fishing this morning. I feel like I have to do a little caveat because the fishing opener, as we all know, is Mother's Day weekend, which is in a couple of weeks. So, you can't fish for a lot of fish today. So
That's right. We
were out pan fishing, which you can do. The season is open all year round. So just to clarify that so nobody calls in and corrects me. But I did manage to get out on an area lake today and did a little bit of fishing. And I did have a little bit of success. The picture you saw might have been the entirety of my catch for the day.
Okay.
But here's the deal. I don't fish a lot. I wouldn't consider myself an avid fisherman. And I was only out for a couple of hours today. And it was kind of crummy fishing. It was a little windy, a little rainy. But I got done with that experience. And reflecting on what my life has looked like in the last month, a lot of video calls like we're on right now, a lot of, calls on speakerphone with you and Paul setting up for the show, which we used to do in Paul's office in person, and now we do on the phone. School I used to go, the ECFE I used to take my daughter to every time, that's on a Zoom call. My church, guess what? That's video. That's Zoom call. Small groups, we're in everything we do, we're doing on a screen, as well as, I sit here and there's like almost a dozen screens that are in front of me right now. And boy, I'm so sick of it. I mean, technology's great and we can do a lot with it and we should and we need to keep doing that in this time. But boy, a crappy day of fishing is so much better than another meeting on video or on Zoom or whatever it is. And we need to do it. I need to stay connected. Tomorrow we're going to get on the call with the family and the kids. They're going to be running around. But boy, I'm sick of that. And I need to get outside more and experience real life and go to happy hour and have bonfires and all those things. That's what really feeds my soul. And, it's great to connect with people, but there's only so much you can do virtually.
I hear you. I do. And as much as I appreciate, and I do appreciate the technology that has made it possible for us to continue to work, thank God, David, we're one of the lucky ones that we still get to work. We still get to do our job, thank God, and get paid at least some of our salary. We're grateful for that. Yesterday, I had that day too. Like my whole upper body was locked up because of I'm using the mouse all the time. I'm typing all the time. I'm staring at a screen all the time. And I was like, oh, why am I in so much pain? Why do I have this headache? It's because my whole life is digital. And it wasn't physical. And I try to take a walk every single day. And yesterday I didn't get out because I had things to do in the morning with the kids. But I hear you. I hear that. And today I did. I took my walk around the lake. In fact, I'm going to post my favorite part of the day today. It's not Shabbat yet. Tonight it'll be Shabbat. I took the pup around the lake and she gets to free roam in the back of Cedar Lake. And there is a video of her. I'll post it on my Instagram at Jordana Verde. And I'll post it on Twitter too. I was just so enjoying being out in the open air, swinging my arms right and left, not looking at a screen, looking at a lake or looking at a tree. I appreciate technology. I think it's fantastic, but it was so beautiful to have an hour away from it where I could just see blue skies and I didn't have to look at it or be hunched over or massage my shoulder, which I'm doing right now because I'm using the mouse too much. So I totally hear you on that, David.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to put this in a little brighter context, I think what this experience is going to teach all of us is we are going to be much more proficient on video calling and Zoom and all of these different technologies that are keeping us connected. But we're also going to be able to distinguish between the things that need to be in person and the things that you can do over a Zoom call. So flash forward to 2 years from now or whenever this is actually totally, totally over. And mm-hmm. I think businesses, organizations, churches, friendships will have a better idea of, okay, it's this type of conversation, this type of meeting, and we know that works on a virtual setting, and we know what app or what thing to use, and we can do it proficiently. And then this other conversation that needs a little more personal touch, you say, okay, it's worth driving across town or getting on an airplane or setting up a meeting with the entire board or whatever it happens to be. I think we're going to have a better idea of how to distinguish between those two types of things.
I agree with you. We're going to come out a lot smarter. We will come out a lot smarter. We will use our technology more wisely, more efficiently, like you said, and a lot smarter. But you know what I'm really going to miss? Every day when we go back to real life, I say, you know, back to the office, because it will happen, my friends. I know it might not be in the next few weeks, but it will happen. I'm going to miss at around 3:15. I text my three children every day and I say, can someone please deliver my snack? And one of them, generally my son, it's mostly my son, comes up with, today he brought me, it's cookie dough pie. He made it. He takes raw cookie dough and he puts it in a pie crust and basically just freezes, you know, just chills it. It's so delicious. Cookie dough pie and a Diet Coke with a metal straw. That's mom's snack every day. Sometimes it's a cinnamon roll because, you know, I have terrible eating habits. Horrible, terrible eating habits. My food groups, you know, they're caffeine, alcohol, and white sugar. Horrible, horrible. I'm terrible. I'll own that. I'm a bad person. I'm probably going to die soon. Anyway, but yes, the kids know. They bring me a snack, and it's so sweet. And they like to deliver my snack, and I like to have my snack delivered. And they can't do that when I'm downtown at CCO, but they can do it when I'm in my bedroom, and it's really fun. And David sees them every day, and he peers through the video chat that we're doing to see what snack was today.
I know whatever you had today, it was like a bar or whatever you just described, but it was like cut in a triangle. So
yeah,
it was like a full slice of pizza.
It was like a piece of pie. Like he smushed the cookie dough into a graham cracker crust and just chilled it. It's our new favorite thing. It's delicious.
You don't
have to bake it or cook it.
When we do get back to real life, I'm sorry, but I'm probably not going to be giving you treats at 3:15 every day. I'm so sorry.
That's what I'm really gonna miss.
I don't think it's going to happen.
That's what I'm going to miss. When we get back, the governor joined me at 3 o'clock. We will hear a little bit about his comments. He did not have the press conference. He saved his message just for the CCO listeners. Hear that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.